Good morning. You are listening to Quill Radio on WNTI.org, streaming live from Centenary University in Hackettstown, New Jersey. I'm your host, Katie Peters, and joining me this morning are three members of Centenary's wrestling team. I'm here with sophomore Matt Angelov, junior Kenny Long, and junior Dylan Luciano. Thank you guys so much for being here this morning.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. So you guys can, I guess, go in order if that's easier to answer questions, but what is it like being a student athlete at Centenary?
It's sometimes it can be tough, but Centenary makes it easy on us with all the resources they make available to like help us with our academics, with the writing collaboratory, tutoring, drop-in tutoring, study hall. They give us a lot of opportunities to improve on our academics while also competing at a high level in our athletics.
Yeah, I think our coach has us doing standard stuff. Study hall periods that also help a lot, and I know I go to the library a lot, and I think it's a great outlet that to use that can improve your academics.
Yeah, it's definitely about staying attentive as well, sitting in the front of the class, and just making sure you're there and being a part of everything, because that's a good way of staying involved and making sure you're not missing anything and really getting a grip on your professors and your classes.
What are some ways that you guys balance wrestling, school, and a social life?
With school, I use a tutoring center a lot. I mean, I'm there with either for most of my classes, just either there to study or there with a tutor. And I'm also there for study hall hours where I get a lot done. Even though I'm always working out, I'm always trying to have a little bit of a social life. So I don't go crazy in my wrestling life, but I always try to stay focused in wrestling in school for the most part.
Yeah, so the way I find a balance, I do think that wrestling is very rigorous on the body and it does take away a little bit from your social life, but I think it is all worth it in the end.
Yeah, definitely when you're in season, you got to be willing to give up a little bit of your social life to, designate the time to actually do what you got to do to make the right, steps into the process, because that's what it all comes down to if you're trying to be on the podium at the end of the year. And that goes for any sport as well. You got to buy in, so.
Make sacrifices.
What is the physical training process like, and do you train all year round?
If you want to be the best, you got to train all year round. I think most of us, or if not all of us, have been in the gym constantly, in the wrestling room, putting in our hours. Because at the end of the day, we're waiting for March to come around so we can get on top of that podium. Every hour we put in is us thinking about making our way onto that podium, getting to that NCAA final, and winning that match.
Yeah, I think the way you really accomplish your goals is getting things done in the off season. So I remember taking my summer practices very seriously and all my training very seriously during my summer. And it translates into the season.
Yeah, definitely got to practice all year round. That's a big one for sure.
Did any of you get recruited by Centenary while you were in high school?
I actually chose to come here, and I met Coach Garrix when I came and visited Centenary. I came here on a visit, and they asked if I wanted to meet the wrestling coach, and I saw like a little bit of what the team does and how the coach operates things. And I just thought this was going to be like the best place for me to like become the best person on and off the mat, because we do so much in the community as well as on the mat.
I was in a very interesting situation where I'm a transfer here. So I wasn't recruited here initially, but my second time around I was recruited here.
Fresh out of high school, didn't go to school, but I do recall Garrix recruiting me, trying to get me. And then I was like, I'm going to go to Centenary. Came to Centenary. And then Josh Sibleys, who was a former wrestling, recruit and member of the Centenary wrestling team, took me under his wing and really showed me the way and kind of made me realize what it was like to be a Centenary wrestler. So it was nice.
Do you guys like how small Centenary is, or do you wish you went to a larger school?
I like how small it is. For me personally, I would do a lot worse in a setting where with all these big schools, because you have people like a couple hundred people in lectures at times where the professor doesn't really care if you're there. They don't know your name. All they say is when it's due, and if you're late, it's a zero. And here you have professors who really care, who really like will actually sit down and help you because they have office hours and everything. And like I think it's easier just because you have that one-on-one with your professor and you have a small setting where they know who you are and they can help you out.
Yeah, I think that's a good question because I didn't know how I was going to adjust. But coming from a small school initially, I think helped a lot being here back at a small school. And I think the culture, like the bond here, like some of the people are really good people, and it makes it easier as a transition.
Yeah, I agree with Matt and Kenny. It really does have a different culture, you know, being in a small school. You get to see a lot of faces that you know. It's not like you're just a number in a huge room. It's really, you know, personal to you if you really want to make it that way. So it's all what you make it.
Is there anything that you want to see change at Centenary in the athletics department? Like, are you happy with the new gym that we have?
I mean, I would love a pool. I do miss that thing. We had really good pool workouts as a wrestling team. It was a really good way for us to when our bodies were hurting after competing for multiple days, multiple weeks. It was great to have a pool workout once in a while to kind of relax but still get a good workout in.
Yeah, I'm new here, so I'm just used to whatever we have, but I'm hoping for a nice new facility.
Yeah, the pool is definitely a big part of our program. I know that it also brought in revenue with the local towns as well, with swimming and all that, which was cool. But we used it, you know, frequently to definitely help with the you know, recovery with our body, and also while getting a really hard workout. So it'd be cool to have that back.
So without the pool, what did you have to do in place of that?
Well, what we do instead, we kind of, what our coach has us do, he has us get, when we have practice on Saturdays, we get out of the wrestling room. We're either running, we're lifting, we're doing something, but he makes sure we're staying active, but we're not taking the strain where we're beating each other up constantly, because he knows that we can't be going like that 24/7, otherwise we'll destroy our bodies. But he still wants us to get a good workout, and we always push ourselves to make sure we don't like mess that up.
Is there anything, or what advice would you give to a high school senior that is potentially looking to go to Centenary?
If you want to push yourself to be the best, like I said, I wanted to be the best on and off the mat. Centenary is the best place. We're constantly doing stuff in the community, and we're also like working harder than probably some D1 schools. We're going hard every practice. We push ourselves, we push each other. Like, I'm constantly, I was amazed my freshman year, like, how hard the work is. And now I realize, and I'm trying to be the best, and Coach Garrix is the person who really pushes us to be the best, and all the coaches, too, not just him.
So did you mean, like, on the wrestling team? Like,
honestly, both. Like, any advice for Centenary in general, or specifically wrestling team?
I would say that I think Centenary is a good place for anyone. It's a good town to be in. It's very friendly, like I've said before. Just a great environment. I think it should definitely be looked at by anyone who's looking to be in a small school environment.
There's so much opportunity at Centenary University that people don't realize because they think it's a small, you know, local school. It's really what you make of it. There's a lot of activities that you can get involved in terms of clubs and you know, extracurricular activities that are around campus, like they were talking about, that you can get involved in. I know, like, Trinity Church did a big thing that we all got involved in as a school, which is pretty cool to see, you know, us coming together and doing some good for society. But, yeah, as long as with the wrestling team as well, that's another great thing. If you're trying to work hard and, you know, learn mental toughness and a good work ethic, it's a great sport to get involved in at any level.
So speaking about Trinity Church and what you were saying before, what are some of the community outreach things that you guys have done?
The one we most recently did was Trunk or Treat, where the community gets around, they dress up their cars and they get in costumes, and the kids go around and trick or treat in the back of the cars. People give out candy, and we supply the candy. We help out. We just try to help like everyone out, like give out candy and have everyone have a good time, because we bring like this. If you saw, we had Blue Man there, we had the Cyclone. It was a really good event. We have and we also shovel snow once snow comes around. we're always shoveling snow for everyone. Everyone's like the sidewalks and driveways too.
And this, we also did the Trinity Church thing where we got the boxes together.
So Meals on Wheels. That was one of the programs that we did, and we actually boxed 5,000 meals for. Was that what country was that? I'm trying to recall what country that was, but
I can't remember.
That's amazing.
But yeah, no, it was actually pretty awesome.
We destroyed really cool. last year. I think we only did like 2,000 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
We completely crushed this year compared to last year. Mm-hmm.
The amount of people that was there too was definitely awesome to see. So it's uplifting.
Yeah, the whole community was there.
Hmm. Have you had any memorable matches recently? And I know you both, or you guys were saying that you just got back from a tournament.
I don't really have any memorable matches yet. For me right now, I'm not entirely focused on winning. Of course I want to win, but I'm focused on improving my wrestling every day. As long as I'm better the next day, I'm partly satisfied. As much as I'm hungry to win, like yesterday tournament didn't come out as I wanted, but I still did. I fought hard and I did a hell of a job, and I'm sure some memorable matches will be coming my way soon.
Yeah, I don't think I can think of any memorable matches from this year. I just had from our tournament yesterday. I still need to think over what really happened, put some notes together, like for coach, and really think about what happened during my matches yesterday. But nothing that's memorable quite yet.
I think that's what makes both of your matches memorable, though. The fact that or all of our matches, we look back at them and see what we can improve on and how we can get better and keep working to what we were saying earlier, be on that podium and be the best that we can be and hopefully be a national championship team as well, because that's, our end game too. So.
And what are there any upcoming tournaments that you have?
I think the next one we have is the Doug Parker Invitational in Massachusetts, I believe. And I think that's end of November, correct. Like November 28th, something like that.
But for home matches, we actually are wrestling NYU on December 6th at 7 p.m. So that would be an awesome event to try to get, a lot of locals in and come and support the team. It's going to be a great event. We're going to come and we're going to beat NYU, which is going to be awesome in our home gym. So love to see a bunch of fans there.
Yeah, first home match.
Yeah, first home match of the season. And then 2 days later, we're actually doing the Bob Quaid Cyclone Open, which is another tournament that we run but also participate in. So that's an open tournament, so anybody can theoretically come and wrestle. So if anybody's trying to come and challenge some centenary wrestlers, come on out. But I'm just excited for the season. We actually have 5 home matches in total this season, I want to say, which is definitely awesome because we usually don't have that many. So it's going to be awesome to really wrestle in our home gym this year and do what we do best.
So what are your majors, and what do you guys each want to do as a career after you graduate?
I'm a criminal justice major, and for me, I'm trying to go some federal agency, see what's around. I mean, I'm not entirely sure yet. I still got a little bit of time to figure it out, but that's kind of my idea right now.
So right now, I'm sports management and social media marketing, and what I want to do after is somewhat undecided, honestly, at the moment.
Yeah, I'm definitely all over the place because you can never fully say what you want to be. I feel like even when you're, in your 60s, 70s, you'll always, want to do something different because you always have new interests and new things that, I guess interest you. But I'm a finance major, and I want to either be a financial analyst or, own my own business. But at the same time, I also like working outside. So there's a lot of different things that I enjoy doing. Maybe combine all three.
So when and why did each of you start wrestling? I'm assuming when you were kids or maybe in high school?
When I was a kid, my dad always talked about he's an immigrant. He's from Bulgaria. And he always talked about how good he was and how good my family was at wrestling. I figured I'd give it a try. And then in youth, I kind of did terrible, so then I stopped. But then my freshman year of high school, my football coach convinced me to start wrestling, and I ended up loving it, and I got better, and I started to put my hard work and sweat into it.
So wrestling kind of ran in my family. Every one of my family wrestles. So I think by the age of 3, my dad had me on the mat, and it's been history ever since. I don't know.
Yeah, my father started wrestling in high school, and when I became of age and able to wrestle, I got on the mat, and I remember thinking it was going to be like a WWE thing. And I showed up, and it was totally different, and I fell in love and have just met and made so many connections and met great people and just learned so much from the sport that I'm so happy that, you know, he put me through the program and I got out what I did.
So, guys, that's all I had for today. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about that I didn't ask you?
I think I'm fine. Just the support, you know, Centenary University's wrestling team, we're a great team. We have Coach John Garricks who, you know, gives his pride and joy and everything and all into making sure that, you know, we get, you know, everything that we need. If it's not bag lunches, if it's not new coolers, if it's not, you know, getting the best coaching staff that we can get, we have it all from him. So it's definitely great. And I would suggest everybody that's thinking about it to come and do it, and also to, you know, convince everybody to come watch us on our opener for NYU.
Yeah, make sure and you come to our matches. And the Bob Quaid.
There's a lot of opportunities to come watch us wrestle this year, more than previous years. I think we only have two away matches, but that's towards the end of the season. So,
yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for being here today. I really, really appreciate it. And I will be right back with some more Quill Radio. We are back with Quill Radio on WNTI.org, the sound of Centenary. So now transitioning into events happening at Centenary for this week. We have on Tuesday, there is Pilates in the Lackland Dance Studio, and that is from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Also, this whole week is priority registration for Spring 2020 Summer 1 and Summer 2 classes. On Wednesday, WNTI has their meeting in Lackland Room 243 from 3 to 3:30 p.m. Also, on Thursday, there is yoga in the dance studio from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. And on Friday, the 15th, is sponsored by Student Events, and they will be having a casino night in the Black Box Theater from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. And those are all the events happening at Centenary for this week. I'm Katie Peters. Thank you so much for tuning into Quill Radio this morning, and have a great week.